Hello and welcome to today's web news, with our pick of the stories making the online headlines. Coming up on today's show, web users pay tribute to victims of flight MH17 shot down over Ukraine. A US internet provider incurs the web's wrath, and a video condenses an 8,200-kilometer flight into just 83 seconds. Pray for MH17 is the hashtag being used by thousands of web users worldwide to share their emotion following the crash of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17, shot out of the Ukrainian sky on Thursday. These keywords are employed to pay a final tribute to the 298 passengers and crew members and to offer condolences to the families of those who lost their lives. But while most of the net is in mourning, some social network users are expressing anger over the tragedy. This is the case of the authors of these messages published on Twitter, who believe that passengers on board MH17 were innocent victims in a conflict that did not concern them. Web users are urging the international community to shed light on this catastrophe so that justice can be served. While awaiting the arrival of the crash site of international observers, tasked with identifying the perpetrators, local inhabitants and journalists have begun posting pictures online showing debris of the aircraft scattered around the area. These images give an idea as to the magnitude of the disaster and are sure to be scrutinized closely by investigators in order to determine the reasons for the crash. Journalist Ryan Block simply wanted to cancel his internet subscription with American internet provider Comcast. But this seemingly simple task swiftly turned into an uphill struggle, requiring a 20-minute discussion with a call center agent. Block decided to share his experience online by posting this recording of his conversation with the employee in question. Reactions quickly flooded in on social networks. Some net users remark on the Comcast call center agent lack of professionalism, while others insist that it is the company itself to blame for the poor quality of service. Ryan Block shares this point of view and comments in a tweet that the advisor had clearly received instructions to do everything in their power to avoid him cancelling his subscription. In the face of these accusations, the US giant decided to apologize to the journalist on Twitter and via a press release in which it explains that an inquiry is underway. This reaction also engendered criticism from net users, who accuse Comcast of pretending this affair is a one-off, when in fact, Ryan Block's experience is shared by many other of the company's customers. In reality, the internet provider suffers from a serious image problem, as recalled by Victoria Peng in the Huffington Post. Through lack of competition, the public are obliged to use Comcast as their internet provider in some areas of the country. As a result, the company displays notoriously high prices and is known for its poor performance. Due to this reputation, the company was named Most Hated Company in America for 2014, as explained by the site consumerist.com. Let's Seek Play is the hashtag used to seek net users to voice opposition to the decision by the International Basketball Federation, which recently forced players to remove their turbans in order to participate in an official game against Japan. Net users qualify this stance as absurd, considering that FIBA should show more tolerance and allow athletes to display their religious symbol, as in the case for the International Football Federation. Dutch artist Telmo Pieper has published an original series of his childhood drawings, 20 years after they were created, entitled Kiddie Arts. The graphic designer used image processing software after recently coming across his very first drawings, produced when he was 4, and decided to revisit them using modern-day photo editing techniques. His creations show weird and wonderful creatures with surprising dimensions and sketchily drawn features, which net users can view on his blog. As a fan of selfies taken in front of her mirror, Norwegian woman Helene Madal decided to combine this technique with her passion for drawing. The 26-year-old artist decorates her bathroom mirror with acrylic marker pens and dreams up wacky and fanciful scenarios for herself. These self-portraits are available on her Instagram account, known as MirrorsMe, which already boasts some 95,000 followers. We'll be right back. Net users can discover an 8,200-kilometer flight lasting around 9.5 hours, condensed into an 83-second video, created in the cockpit of a plane traveling between Tokyo and San Francisco. The video can be seen on YouTube account PSP747.